July 16, 1930, The Divine Will, Life, Love, Nourishment. How one act alone does not form life, nor complete act. Necessity of the repetition of the acts in order to form the life of the divine will. My abandonment in the divine fiat continues. Oh, yes, I feel it, like air, letting itself be breathed by my poor soul. I feel its most pure light that keeps repressed the darkness of the night of my human will, such that, as it is about to rise to put itself in the field of action, the light of the divine will, sweetly ruling over mine, not only represses the darkness so as not to give it life, but, powerfully, calls me and draws me to follow its acts. So, while following its divine acts, I could touch with my own hand how much it loves us, because, in each of its acts, seas of love came out for the creatures. And my always lovable Jesus, showing his heart invested by ardent flames for love of creatures, told me, "My daughter, my love toward creatures is so great, that it does not cease to love them for one single instant. If I ceased to love them for one instant alone, the whole machine of the universe and all creatures would resolve into nothing, because the existence of all things had the first act of life from my love, full, whole, complete, interminable and incessant. And so that my love might have all its fullness, I released from myself, as act of life of the whole universe and of each act of creature, my divine will. So, my will is life of everything, my love is continuous nourishment of all creation. Life without nourishment cannot live. Nourishment, if it does not find the life, has no one to whom to give itself, nor anyone to nourish. So, the whole substance of all creation is my will, as life, and my love, as nourishment. All other things are superficial, and as ornament. Therefore, heaven and earth are full of my love and of my will. There is not one point in which, like mighty wind, they do not pour themselves toward the creatures. And this, always, always, without ever ceasing. It is always in the act of pouring upon creatures. So much so, that if the creature thinks, my divine will makes itself life of her intelligence. And my love, by nourishing it, unfolds it. If she looks, it makes itself life of her eye. And my love nourishes the light of her seeing. If she speaks, if she palpitates, if she walks, my will makes itself life of the voice. My love, nourishment of the word. My divine will makes itself life of the heart. My love, nourishment of the heartbeat. In sum, there is not one thing that the creature might do in which my will does not run as life, and my love as nourishment. But what is not our sorrow in seeing that the creature does not recognize who it is that forms her life, and who nourishes all her acts? After this, I continued my acts in the divine volition, and in my mind I was thinking to myself, what glory do I give to my God, and what good comes to me by repeating always the same acts? And my sweet Jesus told me, my daughter, one act alone does not form life, nor complete works in the creatures. The very divinity, in creation, wanted to act as repeater for as many as 6 times. To form the whole machine of the universe. We could have made all created things with one single fiat, but, no, we were pleased with repeating it, to take pleasure in seeing, coming out of us, with our creative strength, now the azure heavens, now the sun. And so with all other things created by us. And the last fiat was repeated over man, as the fulfillment of the whole work of creation. And even though our fiat did no other fiat to create other things, yet it always acts as repeater, in order to maintain and preserve, as though in its breath of the fiat, all things in it, as if there and then it had created them. And, oh, how necessary is repetition! By repeating, love grows, enjoyment is redoubled, one appreciates more what is repeated, and one feels the life of the act that is repeated. Now, by continuing your acts in my divine will, you come to form the life of my divine will in you. By repeating them, you raise it and nourish it. Do you think that by repeating them a few times you could have formed its life in you? No, my daughter. At the most, you could have felt its balsamic air, its strength, its light, but could not have formed its life. It takes the acts that never cease to be able to say, I possess the life of the Fiat. Does the same perhaps not happen to the natural life? One does not give it food or water only once, and puts it aside without giving it anything anymore. But, each day, if one wants to preserve life, it is necessary to nourish it. Otherwise, of its own it dies down. Therefore, continue your acts in my Fiat, if you do not want its life to die down and not have its fulfillment in you. Fiat.